60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, Halloween is almost here.
Yeah.
So exciting.
And I wonder, how do you decorate your home for Halloween? Maybe you put up a few jack-o'-lanterns on your front porch?
Mm-hmm.
Or string some fake spider webs around your window?
Yeah, lots of people do that.
Or you can do what I do. Put some festive Halloween bees in your front yard. They're Halloween bees, yeah, because I meticulously paint all the yellow parts on the bee orange, so they're orange and black. Yes, I'm a genius, and I have a lot of time on my hands. Well, now there's a new trend in Halloween decorations that's sweeping the nation thanks to Pinterest and Instagram. The hottest trend this holiday season is the Halloween tree.
Tree. Are they stealing something from Christmas and trying to make it Halloween?
Yeah.
Pretty much. They're kind of like a Christmas tree, except the trees have absolutely no leaves on them to remind you of the fall season. Also, Halloween, so death. And instead of bright lights and colorful trinkets, they're decorated with various Halloween-themed items like skull-shaped ornaments, dark purple and orange LED lights, fake bats hanging from the branches, and instead of an angel or a star on the top, there's a witch or the Grim Reaper on top of your tree.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
No, not into it, man.
That's creative.
No, it's too cute. Halloween's not supposed to be cute, you guys. Halloween's supposed to be scary.
But what if you have, like, blood dripping
okay,
from
the if
branches?
It was a real tree in your front yard and you had fake dead bodies hanging from it, maybe.
Or
like,
a fake
they,
tree
like,
with...
like there was a car accident and they all flew up into the tree and there's zombies coming out or something.
Or fake tree, real dead bodies. That's even scarier.
No.
Apparently, sales for Halloween trees have gone up by 25% this year, and experts say that they may soon replace the pumpkin as the new symbol of Halloween.
Oh, really?
You guys.
Dang.
No, give me like a crazy rabid squirrel on the front step staring you down with beady red eyes.
Is there anything but crazy rabid squirrels? They're all crazy rabid weird creatures.
That's a good point.
They're scary. Squirrels are scary. Maybe the squirrel should be the new symbol of Halloween.
No.
Or maybe the shot caller question of the day. Maybe that.
Yeah,
let's get into the
scary
shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Jose.
Jose, all right. Jose, here you go. He's got the shock collar. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
In honor of the upcoming Halloween holiday, I asked you the question the other day to name the number one costume of 1997, which was 20 years ago. The correct answer was Batman and Robin because of the movie Batman and Robin, which came out that year. But today, I want you to name the number one costume from 10 years ago, 2007. Remember, it could be a movie, TV show, or a musical artist. What was the costume? And this might help you or not, but in 2006, the top costume was Charlie's Angels. In 2008, it was the Joker from Dark Knight. So name 2007.
2007. God, it would have been so much cooler if he asked you what the most popular costume will be in 10 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, Jeff. Think outside the box, man.
What was happening in 2007?
Yeah, what?
I would think, you got to think movies. Both of those are from movies.
Oh, the ones from the year before and after.
Charlie's Angels and...
Well, what was popular then? What movie was popular? What were, like, people wearing?
Always... Why am I spacing? Paul Walker and...
Oh, Fast and Furious?
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's really a costume. Was there a big Disney film out around that year? Like, Frozen wouldn't have been from 10 years ago, but...
Maybe just start thinking of costumes from previous years that you remember being popular, and maybe that's around the 2007 time.
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey.
Yeah, no, he's trying to help me because I'm
he's trying to help all of us because we're not.
You guys
thinking
have had zero suggestions
so
far.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
What about Transformers?
Transformers was big, but are we set on movies? Do we know it's for sure a movie?
What about Mario Brothers? That was a big costume.
That could be any year, though.
They're always kind of big, though.
He's trying to give us a hint, all right? What was the year before and after again?
The year before was Charlie's Angels. The year after was the Joker from Dark Knight.
I got a good idea.
Okay.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Did the movie come
actually,
out then?
A lot of people dressed up as that.
That's for sure. Was that because the movie was that with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
Was that the one that came out
I remember.
That year?
I don't know if
that was like the Harley Quinn of whenever that was.
I can't remember anything from 10 years ago. So
there's also TV shows.
TV shows 10 years ago.
Yeah, what was popular? Like American Idol was really popular, but you're not going to dress as Ryan Seacrest.
American Idol. And Friends.
It's just Ryan Seacrest.
You
just wear pretty sensible clothing.
The Office. The Office would have been big 10 years ago.
I think just because it was the best idea, I have to go Lara Croft.
It was really one of the only ideas, so.
No, I know. I can't even think of. I'm going Lara Croft.
Okay.
According to the National Retail Association, the number one selling Halloween costume from 2006 was Charlie's Angels. In 2008, it was the Joker from Dark Knight. But in 2007, 10 years ago, the number one costume in America worn by young girls all over the country was from a very popular TV show on the Disney Channel about a girl who masqueraded at night as a celebrity singer, none other than Hannah Montana.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
I don't remember.
I never even watched that show.
I didn't either.
Anybody dressing as Hannah Montana. All right, somebody texted in and wanted to hear the Freaks Come Out at Night, so you got the lyrics for that. You can sing that whenever you're ready to go.
All right. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Move at 92.5 presents.